From Hollywood, Steve Cochran in The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. But first, a word from your announcer. Steve Cochran, outstanding radio and screen star in Jailbreak, a drama of the unexpected.
I tell you it was an accident. You don't have to believe me, but that's the way it happened. Sure, I'd thought about breaking out of prison. Thought about it plenty. So would you if you'd spent 7 years behind bars eating soggy stew 3 times a day, being shoved around by a bunch of dumb guards. Thinking was as far as I ever got. Westgate was escape-proof. That's right. You can look it up in the books. Or ask the warden. No one ever escaped from there. No one but me. I'd spent the afternoon at the prison dentist having low-grade gold stuffed into a cavity the size of a solitary cell. It was about 6 in the evening, and Tony, the guard from cell block 7, was bringing me across the prison courtyard.
All right, Slick, get moving.
What's the rush?
I said get moving.
Watch who you're shoving.
Yeah?
You heard me.
Yeah, I heard you. The way it sounded to me, you were asking for a week in solitary.
Listen, you, if I ever get out of here, you better start worrying.
But you won't get out, will you, Slick? The warden's so easy on you guys, you won't even try to escape. Yeah, this job's getting monotonous.
That's what you'd like. A nice jailbreak, so you can shoot a few of us down like dogs.
Save the taxpayers' money. That's what we're here for.
Ah, shut up.
Oh, I hope the little woman has a nice dinner on the stove when I get home. Yes, Slick, you don't know what it means to walk out of this place at 6 p.m. and into a clean bungalow and some soft, loving arms. You married, Slick?
What's that to you, louse?
Oh!
Listen, God, watch your lip or I'll slap you right across the mouth. Get the idea?
Yeah, I get you.
I'll bet when you were on the outside, nobody could talk to you the way I've been talking, could they?
Yeah.
Nobody could push you around either, could they? You wouldn't take it. But here, you're shrunk down to size, and you don't even mind if I slap you. Do you, Slick?
I know what you want, Tony. You want me to fight back so you can really have fun. And I'm going to give you a surprise. I'm going to fight back. How do you like that? I swung a right up that came up from my foot and out my fist. Tony's eyes went glassy and his knees began to tilt out at an angle.
Why, you...
He tried to raise his club, but I was ahead of him. With another right even harder than the first. He went down like a deflated dirigible and his head cracked on the concrete. I bent over him and grabbed the .45 out of the holster. Turned to wait for the rest of them. I knew my life wasn't going to be worth much, but I was going to make him pay the highest price that traffic would bear. I waited, tense, fighting mad. But nothing happened. The courtyard was deserted. The guards in the tower were playing blackjack. No one had seen us. No one at all. Tony moaned a little, so I tapped him on the head with his own club. It was fine. The tables were turned, and I felt just like a guard. Then the idea hit me. I knew how to escape from Westgate. Tony was just about my size. We were alone. All I had to do was drag him into the shadow of the wall and switch clothes and walk out the gate. Just another guard checking off duty. It was impossible, but it might work. Tony was snoring quietly. My faded dungarees pulled over his flabby pink chest, and I walked up to the gate, swinging the club and whistling. I pulled his time card out of the rack and shoved it in the clock, marking down 10 minutes overtime. My heart was in my mouth as I signaled the gateman to let me out. I knew he might recognize me, might ask questions. Everything depended on that one moment. The gateman smiled and waved as he swung the ponderous iron door open. Then suddenly, he stopped. He looked at me from behind the bulletproof glass of his little compartment, and his eyes narrowed. I was ready to run for it. Then he lit a cigarette and turned his back on me. I walked slowly through the gate. For the first time in 7 years, I was a free man. There was no hurry. I just strolled toward Riverdale, as if I really were on my way to supper and a pair of loving arms. I'd gone nearly half a mile before I heard it. The escape siren. In a minute, they'd be after me, coming down the road with trucks and machine guns. There was no time to lose. I had to get rid of Tony's clothes, change my appearance, dope out some way to get clear of Riverdale. I had to find shelter, and fast! The first house I came to was little and white, and the girl who answered the door was little and dark.
Yes?
Oh, could I talk to you for a minute?
Well, of course. Come in. You're from the prison.
Yeah.
It's funny. I thought I knew all the guards. Did Tony send you here?
Tony?
My husband.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I didn't know his first name. He sent me.
Well?
Well, you see, I just started working at Westgate, and my own clothes haven't come yet, so your husband said he'd lend me a suit. He was going to come with me, but they got a meeting or something, so he'll be late for dinner.
He's all right, isn't he?
Oh, sure.
Very well. I'll get you some of these clothes. You can go in the bedroom and change.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was strange that a mug like Tony should have so sweet a wife. Even stranger that I should have come home to a supper that he was waiting for. Because that's what she put on the table for me when I came out of the bedroom. Supper and a long, cold glass of beer.
I thought you might like a bite to eat.
I don't think there'll be time.
Don't worry. They won't look here.
What do you mean?
I recognize the uniform. Tony was wearing it this morning.
Oh, why, sure. He loaned me
that. No, you took it. Did you kill him?
No. Just knocked him out.
I see. Well, drink your beer. Enjoy it. You won't get any more if they catch you.
I wanted to kiss her goodbye, but she wasn't the type. So I hit the road again, feeling fairly safe. In about 20 minutes, I'd reached the head of the line of the Riversdale bus station and was buying a ticket for Chicago with a $20 bill I found in Tony's pocket.
Yes, sir. One way.
That's right. When's the next bus leave?
He's supposed to leave in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, 18, 19, 20. Here's your change and your ticket.
Thanks. Said 15 minutes?
Yes. Well, she might be a little late tonight. We've got to hold her till the guards come.
Guards?
Ain't you heard? Some convict broke out of Westgate. It just goes to show you, we always figured nobody could get away from that place. But you never can tell, can you?
Well, what's this escape got to do with the bus?
They got to check all the passengers before she takes off. It'll only take a few minutes. Well, you'll be able to leave on time, all right. This must be the guards now.
I looked up to see a bunch of hard uniformed faces pushing in through the swinging doors. I didn't wait to see anything else. I went out the back way, through the garages. When I hit the far side, I started to run.
Halt!
Someone yelled halt.
Stop! Halt!
But I picked my feet up higher and kept going. I was with you. And in a minute, I was out of range. Then I turned down a dark alley and tried to catch my breath. I waited until it seemed worth another chance before I headed toward the street again. But I'd waited too long. The alley was blocked by a police car, so I had to turn around and go back. But I couldn't. Behind me were the guards in the bus station. I was trapped. Then I saw the one last long chance. Halfway down the alley, a big truck pulled slowly away from a loading platform. There was a dark hollow underneath its canvas, a place where a man could hide. I started to run. Only I could grab the tailgate, jump inside. But the truck kept getting up more speed. My legs wouldn't carry me much farther. I jumped for it. My fingers slipped in the smooth metal. Then here, pulled myself up by my hands and crawled behind some packing cases. The driver stepped in the gas and I started moving. I smiled. I'd done it after all. I'd accomplished the impossible. I'd escaped from Westgate Penitentiary.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. Now for the surprising conclusion of Jailbreak, starring Steve Cochran, a Hamilton Whitney production written by Robert Libet and Frank Burt and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
We rolled along for half an hour or so and I felt fine. I'd broken out of Westgate. Now I was never going to have to see it or Iron Bars or Tony again. Truck stopped and I worked my way around the packing cases and was just sticking my head out for a breath of free air when somebody grabbed me and slapped me across the face. Hard!
Nice to have you back, Slick. Very nice.
Tony! What are you...
You're a bad penny. You were bound to turn up. But I didn't figure you'd be dumb enough to climb into a truck that was delivering groceries to the prison.
To the prison?
Yeah, to the prison. Welcome home, Slick. Welcome back to Westgate.
Jailbreak starred Steve Cochran. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.